Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah. Lush Radio. Yo, we on Lush, are we live right now? Hello. Yeah, you know it's an exclusive show, it's my favorite show. Ha ha. Knowledge. Yo, Lushy the inventor, yep. One can do it better. Breaking down the norm from January to December. No showing for pretenders, exclusive for its members. Coming really? Live and direct, distributed and sold by vendors. Okay. Street blues, the women's views, the boys is what? Tell us what the people choose. Breaking down barriers and exposing fools. Lushy Lush Radio, messing the game like Pro Tools.
Yeah, people, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building doing my 1-2. You know how I do, man. I love all of y'all, man. Shout out to Game Face, get your Game Face on. Shout out to Mr. Polo, Mr. Exclusive for S&M First, Mr. P. Did It. Shout out to my big brother, DJ Finesse. You know what I'm saying? Ace Diamond, Mace Management Group, big brother. You know I love you, dog. You know what I mean? Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, my shorty Tyrone, my daughter. His daughter Jaleela. Shout out to all them people. Shout out, you know what I'm saying, to all the families out there that's homeless and keep your head up. You know what I'm saying? I got you. I donated a turkey up in New York to feed the families out there to give thanks dinner. Emma's doing that thing out there in the Bronx. So if you're hungry and you need a free food, free meal around Thanksgiving, go down to the Bronx, check out Emma. She's doing that feed the family thing. And I have more of the info for you tomorrow. And like I said, man, South Carolina, Miss Nadine is doing the families, helping families, doing a 1-2. And I'll be riding around as a street queen representative, passing out food to those who are, need food during the Thanksgiving day. Yo, today we're going to have an exclusive interview with your girl, Nadine, CEO of Black Diamond Promotions, man. She deals with a lot of things going on in the industry, man. She's a promoter. She's an activist. Families helping families, doing a 1-2, man. Y'all need to check it out. She's a powerful and strong young lady doing a 1-2. Check it out. I'm about to go to the phone lines. I hope this is my girl, Nadine.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, girl? What's the dizzy, yo?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm all right. I got something for you, though, Nadine. I got something for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
What it do, girl? How you doing today? How you feeling, man?
I'm fine. I'm actually still at work. I'm in the mirror curling my hair as we speak.
That's what it is. Multitasking, girl. That's what it is, man.
Yeah.
So are you originally from South Kakalaki?
Yes, ma'am. Country girl all the way.
What it is.
Born and raised.
That's what it is. So, Black Diamond Promotions. Explain Black Diamond Promotions.
Okay, Black Diamond Promotions came about because my husband owns an entertainment company called Pitch Black Entertainment. And in order to help him with his marketing and promotions, I started my company. So it's just a branch off of what he already had established. But I went ahead and started to help promote, so I came up with my own company. So Black Diamonds is just a baby under Pitch Black.
Okay. Yes. That's what I'm saying. Every strong man is a strong woman. You heard me?
Oh yeah.
That's what it is. So who do you promote? You promote small businesses? You promote industry? Who do you promote?
Everybody. Small businesses, music artists, songwriters, just trying to get people connected with each other to, you know, keep everything going because everybody needs a start. So if I can get you connected with somebody that will help you move on, then that's what it is.
So I do my best. Some of the clients you got under your belt right now?
Well, right now, my husband is a client for Pitch Black Entertainment. I deal with Up Against the Wall. They're out in Holly Hill. Shout out to Holly Hill. I deal with a lot of people, just, you know, local artists, DJ Huggaby, different DJs in the area.
That's what's up, man. So, with the whole promotional thing, are you any other people also, like other promotional companies or other organizations?
I do. A girlfriend of mine has a magazine called Gucci One. She's out in Charleston, so we kind of work together. If I get any leads or any tips for her, you know, I let her know, you know, vice versa. So I work with a lot of people. Networking is mainly the basic thing of what I do, networking with a lot of people.
What it is, man. Sound like things going on over there, player.
Yeah, it's a lot. Like I said, I'm still at work. I'm at my hair salon right now, curling my hair.
So if y'all
hear the blow dryers and stuff in the background, please excuse it.
Hey, girl, that's what it is. That's that real business talk right there. This a new hair salon that you just took over, right?
Right. Yeah, it's called Lynette's Hair Salon.
What's the name of that hair salon, girl, just in case they want to get their hair done while they're down in South Galacky?
It's called Lynette's Hair Salon, and we are located at 400 Corner Square in Mount's Corner. We're in the KFC Shopping Center.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Come down to South Carolina. I'm trying to get my head did.
Girl, call me. I got you.
That's what it is.
I got you.
There's an important issue we got to talk about, man. People that lost homes down in South Carolina, right?
Yeah, it's
people
a lot
lost
of
homes.
Yeah, it's a lot of families that have lost homes. You know, a lot of kids were given to foster care, different things like that, because the parents just couldn't afford to take care of them. So I'm trying to, you know, just donate whatever we can to help the group homes and the shelters out in the area.
What is the program? Could you tell them what program you got going on right now?
Well, right now I have the Families Helping Families, and basically what we were doing is we did a food drive, and we had people donate clothing, and I'll be right back, slightly used clothing, just things that you already had. And instead of asking people to go out and buy things, we were just asking for them to donate whatever they weren't using. And everybody has some type of item in their house that they're not using. So we were just asking for, you know, whatever you had, not for monetary donations or anything like that. But, you know, I wanted to have people give something that they already had. When you do something like that, is, you know, you're giving from the heart. You go buy something, it really don't mean that, you know. But if it's something that you've already had to give away, you know, that means a lot.
That's what it is. So so who are some of the people that participated in this event?
Well, I have my sister-in-law, which is Lynette. She participated. There's a guy that owns a store called Montana Records and Accessories. He's donated. He also has a drop-off location, Cherry Hill Productions, Pitch Black Entertainment, Up Against the Wall. There's a website called My Inner City. Y'all, that is the hottest social network ever. Forget MySpace or Facebook. Check out MyInnerCity.com. He helped me out a lot with that, just promotions and different things like that. Just a lot of people that I've met throughout the, just, you know, networking, they've helped out a lot.
That's what it is. So if people want to donate or people want to get involved with the whole situation, where are the drop-off spots? And where can they hit you up at, like, if you wanted to donate anything?
Okay, they can call me at 843-499-6423. I also have different drop-off locations. One is the hair salon, Lynette's Hair Salon. Again, that is 400 Corner Square. That's in Mount's Corner. Hey, in the KFC Shopping Center. Again, let's see, Mount's Corner Records and Accessories is located on Highway 52. He is a drop-off location. Any one of the members from Up Against the Wall is accepting donations as well. Just a different, you know, different people that I deal with, they're accepting different things like that. Or they can hit me up on MySpace. I have three different MySpace pages, but my business one is myspace.com/blackdiamondspromo. So you can reach me on that. Let's see, I also have my website, and it's kind of funny, so you're going to have to put that one up, but how setup. But it's just different ways. Mainly, if you want to get in contact with me, hit me on my cell, which is 6423.
What it is. Y'all need some hot body promotions, man. Y'all holler at your Nadine. Black Diamond Promotions, man. So, Nadine, man, what is the hardest thing that you think that you had to face as being a female, a strong female in the industry, man? What's the hardest adversity you had to face?
Oh, the hardest thing is when you meet artists, males, basically, you know, it's what, you know, it's not always a business thing. You know, they always want to holler at you, stuff like that. And it don't work like that, you know, because I'm married. So it's kind of hard. That part of it is kind of hard. Because it's somebody always trying to holler.
Yeah, that's it. I think that's a big problem for a lot of us.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, take me seriously, man.
Right.
Look,
they don't take you seriously. Yeah,
you know,
they don't take you seriously.
What do you see in the future for Black Diamond Promotions?
Wow, the future for Black Diamond Promotions, I see it pretty big. I'm getting ready to travel, which I'm planning that for next summer when school gets out again. I'm planning to travel. Hopefully Baltimore will be one of the spots that I hit. I have family up there, so I want to make my little round trips around and get to meet everybody and different things like that. But I do have plans to travel to Atlanta.
That's what it is, man.
Yeah, I just took on another job through Pitch Black Entertainment. There's an artist named A-Rab. He's coming out with his new album in February, and we're promoting I'm So Fresh. I can send you the music if you like.
What?
Huh? No. It's another dude, which he's going to probably have to change his name, but he goes by A. Rizzler.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
so,
that's what's up.
Yeah, so we're starting his campaign, and it's called I'm So Fresh, which is one of his singles on his album. And we about to rock that. So just in case everybody hear that I'm So Fresh, it came straight out of South Carolina.
What's up? That's man. I let you know, man. You got that? You need something that single, man, so I can playing that.
Oh, most definitely. I'll send that to you.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. You know I support you 100%, girl, man. You know it is what it is.
For sure.
No. And like I said, man, you know what I'm saying? In life, man, y'all got to go out and donate and help these people out here, man. People are homeless, less fortunate, man. And, you know, I know what I did. Nadine know what she did, but what did you do?
Right.
You know what did you do? Let's stop being selfish. I know the economy is messed up, but you can give something. That's intact, give it to somebody that might be cold. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I took something from each one of my kids and gave it to another child. Something they weren't, you know, something they weren't using or was too small. So I got something from each one of my kids and, you know, gave it to another child that needed it.
Yeah, man, you know, and you know what I'm saying? We support positive things, man. That's why I support Nadine and what she's doing, man. She's an official Queens, you know, participator, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, love of the deaf down there in South Kakalaki, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You know, so, you know, it is what it is, man. We need to start sharing and caring, and we need to start supporting one another, man. Supporting
right.
And business owners doing their thing, man. Because if we don't, we're going to be divided and we're going to be weak. We need to get strong again, man.
Right. Divided, we will fall.
So, I mean, Nadine, how do you feel about this economy, man? Because of all economy stuff, do you feel like it's affecting everybody in the industry or is just what you make of it?
It's affecting everybody, but you know what? At the same time, this is something that, you know, was in the making. You know, people that's really out there and making the money, they just, you know, all these big houses, all these cars, you know, invest in something that would, mean something, you know, not these million-dollar houses and these big cars and stuff like that. Now, it's left to me and you, the small people, to continue to carry these people on. But we can't do that because jobs are being cut. We can't go to the movies like we used to. We can't go eat out like we used to. You know, different things like that. They got to look at the smaller people in the world. You know, we carry these people. If we don't have the money to carry these people, then they fall. You know, so it's like a chain reaction. You know, it's like people losing jobs every day in South Carolina. You know, they talking about, you know, cutting the, you know, just different construction jobs. You know, some of these companies already went from 40 hours a week to 30 hours a week. You can't survive like that. You know, and people that have kids that's in college. And, you know, people don't look at the long run of life. And if we're starting or we're trying to make something of ourselves, we can't do that because now we're being pushed further back. Now, these people that's out in the industry, these big music artists, you know, although they may not be on top of the world, but they got the money, but they're blowing it. You see what I'm saying? They go out there and buy these big houses. We can't do that. You know, we can't do that. We barely making it. And, you know, now you see these people that's making the money getting on TV and they're complaining about what they can't do and, you know, they having a hard time. But what about the ones that's been having it since day one?
Yeah,
you know?
What
about the ones that's had it hard from day one?
What are they doing to go and work with these schools, with these law students? What are they doing to help with these kids trying to go through school? Are they starting foundations to get them through school? Are they you know, helping with the homeless? You know what
right,
I'm saying?
No, all right.
I saw the Redskins donate a whole bunch of turkeys to people that's homeless. Now, I've seen it. Now, what are some of these other people doing?
Right. Well, T.I. has his foundation that he has for the kids. You know, other people have different foundations, but if you look at it, it's a tax write-off.
Yeah.
You know, although they may be helping, it's still a tax write-off.
Like,
so, you know, they benefit either way.
Like your girl Oprah, man. Oprah going all the way to Africa to do, you know, and some of these churches, that's mega churches, going over to Africa. Can't go in your own back door and look at these kids that need help here.
Right, like the commercials. And don't get me wrong now, like these commercials they got on TV about these people helping the kids in Somalia and helping these kids in Africa, like you said. What about the kids that's on the street right now that's homeless, don't have no parents, no nothing? Where do they go? You know, what about those kids that have nothing, that who knows if they're going to eat tonight?
Yeah.
You know, it's heartbroken. It's just crazy. You know, you got people on TV advertising, helping these other people. And there's nothing wrong with helping people across the country, but you got to fix what's going on in your house first before you step out the door to try to help somebody else. And that's what's wrong with America. We need to mind our own business. You know, stay over here and fix what we got over here first, and then you go deal with other people.
And that's the truth. So concerned about all this stuff. Oh, then I got another question, man. How you feel about this whole Michael Vick case? I see them, they done shanked the man up, tied his legs up in his hands, and I'm like, y'all doing all this over some dogs?
Dogs, yeah, over some dogs. I mean, wow.
Y'all murderers and rapists out here?
Okay, now answer me this. Why is it that you're going to charge me for a dog? I mean, which I understand is animal activists and things out there, you know, I wouldn't do that to an animal myself, but you get more time for an animal than you would for actually killing a person. So are you telling me that my life is less than what a dog is right now?
That's what I don't understand. I don't understand.
The
man is coming to when an animal's life is worth more than an actual person or a child.
Right.
That doesn't make sense to me. You know, I mean,
it's just crazy.
They done raped the man of everything, of his
everything.
Thing because of some dog. And he ain't really even do too much.
Yeah, it's just the way they got it set up and how you... And how to get set up.
It's terrible, man. And then, did you hear about what they said on the news? They said, you know, there's an uproar with the Caucasian Caucasians in some places mad because Obama's in office.
Taking it out
on the black people.
Yep.
What's that about?
Yeah, well, that's just like, it's no different here. Some of the companies here, they have, you know, instructed their employees not to speak about it, or they will be suspended, or they will be fired, or, you know, just some type of punishment to speak about it. Why shouldn't we speak about it? You know, I wrote that blog. Did you get that, that email I sent about my president is black? You know, it's so what if he's black? The point of it is we needed somebody that is going to do something. And although he's not in office yet, we do hope for the best that he does make a change. Now, to me right now, it doesn't really matter who's in there as long as they do what they're supposed to do. You know, and just because it's a black man, you know, doesn't really matter. That's still a man. He's a man by nature. And, you know, so what? Does it really matter what color he is? Although it's a historic thing. As long as he gets in there and does his job as the president, then it should be okay.
Hey, Dean, let me tell you some funny thing. Let me tell you how much people don't read up on their history, Nadine. You know, Barack Obama was not the first black man that actually won presidency. Back in the colony days, a black man actually won presidency, but before he got sworn in, they assassinated him.
They assassinated him.
From history.
Right. You're right.
And, and it's crazy that they don't even they erased it from the history books.
Yeah, you have to.
In none of the history books.
I'll tell you something I heard a long time ago when I was going to tech, when I was going for cosmetology. An instructor said that all the black females in the class, we were going to fail because black people don't read.
Wow.
And you know, it made sense. We don't take the time to stop and see what's really going on. Not the fact that we don't read or we can't read, you know, it's more like if it ain't no pictures, we ain't dealing with it. But if you take the time and really read up on what's going on around you, you'll find out some very interesting things.
Yeah, and it's the truth. It's the truth. And ironically, us as African American people do not read and take the time out to read our history, find out about our history, and to teach our children.
Right.
Our children, how can you expect somebody of another culture to teach your children? They're not going to put that in the history books that there was a black president before Barack Obama that actually won the presidency. But he got assassinated back in the colony. And they totally erased him. See, they didn't have internet back then. You can't erase the internet. The internet is there.
Exactly. Is there. You can't get rid of it. You got Google. Google putting you all out there. Google will put you out quick.
Yeah,
you know,
Google.
Big up to Google.
Yeah. Sometimes I be scared. I go type my name in to see if they ain't writing no crazy mess about me. You know what
Girl,
I'm saying?
Girl, they got your address, your name, your credit report, your credit history. Now, some of that stuff is invasion of privacy because I don't need you all up in my stuff, you know, but still. It's up there.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
crazy. But African Americans need to, like, really seriously need to start educating our children about our history and stuff. Okay, Barack Obama's in office. I am so proud of him for doing it.
Right.
The show, I said, what do we do next? Okay, we can't put all that mess on him because we still need to go out in our own communities and make a change.
Right.
Just like people in our communities are starving, but we still ain't going out to help.
Right.
Understand?
Right.
You're barely making it yourself. I'm barely making it, but I'm content a little bit blessed that I could do a little bit to help somebody out. If I have some old clothing or something that's brand new that couldn't fit me, I'm gonna put it in a bag and give it to somebody that needs it instead of just throwing it in the trash when somebody that needs a jacket. You know
You're
what I mean?
Right. And I gave away half of my closet. You know, I've been working out trying to get ready for the summer, you know, so my clothes kind of, you know, too big. But, but you know, them same clothes, you know, I gave it to somebody that needed it.
Yeah, you know.
Give it to somebody that needed it.
And it's crazy because we're like, oh, Obama going to do this.
He can't
do
it by himself.
Gave him a whole bunch of mess. Who knows how long it's going to take. And for real, you can say by the time he gets not inaugurated, his battle is really won because he worth how much money right now, and when
oh,
he gets
worth,
off,
yeah,
he worth a lot of money. So he don't. I mean, who cares? Who's to say? Who is to say that he really gonna care? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He gets in office. You know what I'm saying? He can mm-hmm. say, oh, well, y'all may be in office, whatever. I'm going to sit back
whatever.
And do whatever.
Right, right.
Come on, man.
Right. You can't just say what somebody's going to do.
Yeah, that don't mean that we got to stop not being on our job. We need to be extra on our job now.
If y'all excuse the noise, I'm about to walk back in here and check on my client. But I'm being all rude and stuff, but...
It is what it is, Nadine. You a hard worker. You a strong woman. You're a thing, powerful woman. You know, over there taking over a hair salon, on a hair salon, emotional company, you know, supporting her man in the business, you know, helping families during, you know, holidays, families helping families. Like I said, man, y'all need to go to that family to give, man. Donated my turkeys, man. Come on, man. 478-267-22, man. Let's radio online. You're live with Nadine. Nadine, let them know where they can contact you again and donate any canned food or perishables or toothpaste or any people that are homeless in South Carolina that lost their during the financial crisis.
They can call me at 843-499-6423 or hit me up on MySpace, which is myspace.com/blackdiamonds with the S promo. And you can find me just like that.
Girl, that's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? I love you, girl, and I wish you much success in everything you do.
Thank you.
And I support your movement, Mi Casa, Su Casa. You know, drop by anytime you want to. You want to voice your opinion. When you have time to call on Street Queens on Thursday, we always welcome you to come through. And I hope to God that everything you want in life, your family, everything comes through, girl. It is
Thank
what it
you.
Is.
Thank you. Same to you. Same to you.
What it is. And enjoy your gobble gobble day. And
you
make
too.
Sure you support Nadine and her movement. Help her out with, you know, supporting the community, man. She's doing her thing. She's an activist. She's a strong woman. She's a business owner. Support her in the movement, man, because I do, man. Lush Radio Online, it's not a game. Thank you, Nadine, man. Have a wonderful
Thank
day.
Thank you. You too.
That's what it is. We love you, girl. We love you.
Love you, too.
Yeah.
Love you, too.
Don't let them ladies' hair burn or nothing under that thing.
Girl, feet up under that dryer sweating, too. I'm going to go and get them in here and finish her off.
Go ahead and do what you
sweat.
Do.
All right, let's love you.
You girl.
All right.
That's that girl Nadine representing from the South Kakalaki, you know, business owner, you know, entrepreneur doing a 1-2, man. I respect her in her game, man. And I'm about to play that remix of Diamond Girl, man, from your man Ace Diamond. Shout out to Ace Diamond, Mace Management Group. Check this one out. Yeah, you already know. Yeah, I'm a diamond.
If you can feel what I am feeling, then the truth is just believing. You're my diamond girl.
Woo. Yeah.
Diamond girl. Yeah.
Hey,
diamond.
They try to put me in the box. It's impossible.
Yeah. Listen, mama, let me holler at you. I'm saying you could be the reason that I'm caught up in this rapture. I know you're saying to yourself, he could be the one. If you just let me in, I could be a special friend. I think it's time for that next level. Ice bezel in the ring that'll make you wanna sing. But I'ma keep it short like Pesci and let RLS blow for you. So get ready, girl.
I'ma take you 10 rounds like a boxer, baby. Show you how I put down what rocks the lady. Promise you're asking when I'm done for home. I'ma switch it up and make life comfortable. I'ma be the reason you're not sleeping, baby. I'ma invade the thoughts you keeping, baby. If you're still not convinced, I'll tell you more. Make you forget the way you felt before. Uh-oh, I could be your wake-up reason daily. You could be my first and leading lady. I'ma make you happy that you waited for me to settle down. Uh-oh, I'm ready and I'm not afraid to say it.
I'm tired of the game, already played it. Over all the months of girls I dated, I tell you what you are. You're my diamond girl, you're the one I put the rock on. You're my diamond girl, you're the one that I quit the game for. You're my diamond girl, you're the one I put the rock on. You're my diamond girl, you're the reason I quit the game for. Hey! Can't explain just how much you shine. Give me your heart, I'll give you mine. I'm putting my future on the line. Maybe it's just you and I. From this day on, let's make a deal. I'll stay true, you keep it real. Don't be shy about how you feel.
Baby, don't be shy. Hey,
uh-oh. I could be your wake-up reason daily. You could be my first and leading lady. I'ma make you happy that you waited for me to settle down.
Uh-oh.
I'm ready and I'm not afraid to say it. I'm tired of the game, already played it. I'm over all the months of girls I dated. I tell you what you are, you're my diamond girl. You're the one I put the rock on. You're my diamond girl. You're the one that I put the game for. You're my diamond girl. You're the one I put the rock on. You're my diamond girl.
I don't see no ring on your finger, no bling, no chain, right, girl? But that could change in a minute if you act right. You say you want a good man, settle down tight. Well, we done kicked it for a stretch now. So I've been thinking that you could be the one and only I would get down. From your ears to your neck, then come to hand. So you don't have to sneak in like brother man. You want to be the charm hanging on my arm as I walk down the red carpet like you the bomb. Well, I'm the boss and you could be my calm. Mella, if you're ready for a rock that heavy. This relationship's grown, we ain't going steady and we ain't talking on the phone. It's the real thing, yep. So I gotta give you all the things that shine and introduce you like I'm Ace and this is Miss Diamond.
You're the one I put the rock on. You're my diamond girl.
If you're looking for official management, man, look no further. Your man, Mr. DJ Finesse, a.k.a. DJ Mason Storm, has the hottest management group worldwide, Mace Management Group, LLC, doing it now. If you're an indie artist and you're looking for somebody to have your best interest and have that street credibility, man, it's your man, DJ Mason Storm, DJ Finesse, Mace Management Group, man, shutting it down, man. Also, man, if you're a producer and you need somebody to manage you, holla at your man, Mason, man. It won't stop. We can't stop. Bad Boy, the official DJ of Bad Boy, shutting it down. Also, if you need DJ services, holla at your man, man. It's nothing but exclusive stuff out here, baby. Holla at your man, Mason Storm, at www.myspace.com, Bad Boy, with an S, official, O-F-F-I-C-I-A-L, DJ, Bad Boy's official DJ, man, shutting it down, or holler at his email at chosen1369@aol.com. It's not a game, man. I want to get your stunner shades on. I want to get the hottest glasses worldwide, exclusive. Holla at Rooly.com, www.rooly.com. Holla at them, official sponsors of Lush Radio. It's not a game. I got my stunner shades on, and I'm doing my 1-2, man. Holla at Rooly.com. It's not a game. Go check out the website, man. You're going to be impressed. Tell them Lush sent you, man. It's not a game, man. I got my stunner game on. Do you?
Yeah, what's good, man? It's your boy Rob. Right now I'm rocking with my homegirl, Lushy Lush. What up, baby? Lush Radio.
Mama, can you get with it? And can you keep a low pro? She's an opposite, unpredictable.
Listen, baby. Don't front on it. Cause I know you want it. My name is Rob.
And can you keep a low pro? Mama, can she fire?
present and stoked. If you're looking for a man, might know I stay fresh. I'm nothing like all them scrubs, my full package and nothing less. So we can get it poppin', keep it gangsta, baby, and show some love. Unpredictable, no jockin', baby, just open love. And if you want to, you can do these things to me, but I'm your biggest fantasy. Just let me show you how. I get it, get it, I keep it poppin', girl. Just broke with it, to me there ain't no stopping, girl. I get it, baby, I'm a pro. You're acting like you already know.
Mama, can you get it?
Yeah. And can you keep a low profile? That I got you, can you let me know? Oh, why you so busy and I'm predictable? Oh, now if you watch me, you know I was game too. When I hollered at you, I put that game up on you. Mommy, it's dangerous, and I want it bad. I'm just trying to get a taste of something I never had. I get it, I keep it popping, girl. Just broke with it. Me, there ain't no stopping, girl. I did it, cause baby, I'm a pro. But you acting like you already know.
Mama, can you get it?
And can you keep a low profile?
So mama, can she fire?
You acting like you don't know, but I can put you up for game. That's for sure. I'm so sick, I'm predictable.
Yo, this your girl, Lady Blaze the Fever, with the girl, Lushy Lush, the people's voice. No one got swag like us, baby. Put a stamp on that. It's the oh so lovely, your girl, DJ Lady Blaze the Fever. You know how I get down, man. It ain't a game. You done know me, I have to come through and big up all my dancehall mass of them. A long time in a bossa tune for y'all, so listen up to the artist DJ in the world. Elephant man, I bust it on the log on rhythm. Come on, baby, lick with it.
Living like a salesman, to shock them. Time out, talk worth it, surviving a bus. I know one for your mash up and look reviving now. Where the new dog, madam, may be arriving now. I forget the money, car we want, drive reviving now. So, care post, we go put the X diving now. Time at a yard, we want pool to dive in now. Band get to use, we self, we take pride in now. Not no but three course meal, no more reviving now. So,
the number one lady, man, the number one lady. DJ Lady Blaze, you know. Please, DJ, stand the fuck up. Lady Blaze is dropping that shit on you corny ass. Bratchet!
Young fella left them guns and me run it. Any boy did the pattern make up on it. None of my girls them no go down to money. Nah, pal, no boy from them funny. Young fella left them guns and me run it. Any boy did the pattern make up on it. None of my girls them no go down to money. Any boy did the pattern. My girls them sexy, artsy, beautiful, and look fatty. Them love to see don't pan my catty. See me girl them pretty and blacky. Babylon them can't keep track of me. Me no wanna wrestling man back of me. Them dogs, heads never be down, but me down the pocket. Young son of left them guns on me run it.
Street Queens, the movement, the sisterhood. You want to hear nothing but the hottest exclusive interviews? Each and every Wednesday at 6 o'clock, hosted by your girl Lushy Lush. Each and every Thursday, we got Street Queens, the show, the movement, the sisterhood. They got the view, I got the panelists, man. Nothing but the strongest women across the board, across the country. And we doing it hard, talking about life, talking about love, talking about the industry, man. On the movement, Street Queens, the sisterhood. The movement is hot. Come join it. Get involved. Each and every Thursday at 8 o'clock, man. On Fridays, we got the powers of the mind. Nothing but the hottest men on the panel. We got your man Polo, Mr. P. Did It. And we got your man, Mr. Finesse. We got your man state to state. Put your game face on, man. You never know who's gonna be on the panel or the power of the minds, man. Talking about hip hop, the culture, talking about indie music, talking about anything you need, the news, and where it's at, and events. Each and every Friday, check out the shows. Your girl, Lushy Lush, man. Your movement is my movement. Join the movement. Get strong. Get heard. Lushy Lush, the people's voice, man. Log on. www.blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Or hit me up on my MySpace. www.myspace.com/LushRadioOnline.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We out, man. Man, enjoy your gobble gobble day, man. Happy Thanksgiving to all, man. But make sure you give, man. Don't be selfish, man. Take a little time out to give to the next man, man. Because God forbid, you never know if it happened to you. So give, man. I've given. What have you done? That's the question. Ain't nobody tell you they love you today. I do. Takes only a little bit to do the right thing. Love y'all. Peace.